realms of Senith.
Rakara needed to get a werewolf cure. She got it from some werewolves, and you returned to Moritville.
Did we manage to get some people to go back and secure that witchy wood area?
They did, and there's a lot of stuff that they're bringing back to Moritville from there, just random bits and pieces that the witches had. I don't think there was too much other than that. They're also bringing back that old construct, but that's going to take them a little while to do because they have to, like, navigate that terrible terrain and somehow haul it over a ravine.
Yeah, that seems like a them problem.
They need one of those, like, barrel construct things. Maybe they could, like, haul stuff in them.
They'll get it done. Not a problem. But as for you, you've been sent back to the Kobold City. They were asking for help with a hermit, and the Kobolds have led you to the entrance of where they live, and then they proceeded to scram.
I see how it is. What do they want us to do with this hermit, did they say?
Trying to make sure everybody has vision. Everybody can see stuff, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Mine is updated to 90 feet now. I don't know if you got to change that on here.
Yes, I do. Man, your vision's really far.
Well, it's my normal, plus I added the Gloomstalker, and if you already have dark vision, then you add to it.
Well, that's pretty intense.
Umbral Sight is what it's called.
So before we proceed into the dungeon, is there anything you guys want to discuss with the kobolds or do something else back in Moritville? We can do like a time warp back real quick.
Only thing I wonder is if there's a way that we could, since we're dealing with all this werewolf stuff and we're still dealing with like possibly undead or whatever, is there a way that we could get actual weaponry like silver dipped or something instead of just carrying around cutlery?
No, that's a good question.
Yes, it is a good question, and I believe that would not be a problem. I'm sure the smiths could have done that for you between your arrival back and your departure to here. So if you really want to have silvered weapons, you can make sure to note that somewhere, but they're going to otherwise function like your normal weapons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it changes anything because we were using the cutlery like our normal weapons too. But me, for instance, I use short swords and not daggers. So I was kind of hoping to be able to use silvered short swords if we get the smiths to do it.
Yep. And then they added some studs to your quarter staff, Rakara, and they gave you a long sword. Did I ever mention that I figured out what the issue was with your long sword? I think so.
I believe you did. Yes.
Even when we were leveling up. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think we're all good there. Yeah, you would have a silvered longsword as well.
I like that.
So now if you run into any more werewolves in here, you're prepared. Anything else back in town or here, I guess, the Kobold City?
I don't think there would be anyone else to talk to about other creatures they've been seeing around here, like the kobolds. Tia and Arsenal, I think you guys have experience with kobolds already, right? So I think we kind of already know how to combat them and their personalities and all that, right?
I think so. Plus the kobolds around here, for the most part, other than the ones that have been like corrupted and made undead, seem to be willing to work with us because they realize that we're useful to them rather than trying to fight us.
Which comes to why you're here. As for other creatures in the area, it's mostly just undead that the people of Moritville are familiar with. Undead and constructs. The werewolf thing was kind of strange and out of the blue to them.
Now, to fight undead, what are we dealing with? Are we dealing more with necromancy at that point? Do we need spells to defeat them? What do we need?
Well, you did fight some zombolds at one point, so you do have some familiarity with fighting undead.
Right.
You know that the zombies are hard to kill because you have to either critically hit them or they have to fail their saves, anything else. The skeletons are pretty easy to kill. You just knock them out and they're dead.
I do remember all that now.
I don't think you've faced off against a mummy or anything like that yet, but you would imagine that they're fairly similar. And yes, they're necromantic.
Okay.
If it's helpful to put your mind at better ease, undead is a type of creature that Tia specializes in. So if ever we encounter something we haven't seen before, I do get advantage on checks to like learn about them.
Nice.
Which only makes sense for her having grown up near this area. There was a lot of undead here. Sounds like we're moving forward then. So they, like I said, they've led you here. You've gone in past the entrance and where's my notes at? Kind of went through a narrow, winding almost like a hallway, but what it is it was like an ancient home of probably noble origin, noble dwarven family, and it's collapsed. There were several cave-ins, and you're navigating through various openings within that collapsed structure, as well as areas that appear to have been dug out. As you're passing through and getting to this bend here, you can see that strewn about, there's random effects and furniture that you would imagine would have been in the original house, broken down for the most part, but there's also some newer looking stuff. Like, this place does look like it's lived in and someone's collecting things and just dragging them around and placing them in various areas.
So they're a hoarder?
Possibly, yeah. In fact, Tia, you see what looks like a bookshelf straight ahead of you over here, and all of you can clearly see the drag marks, and they're quite fresh.
Something tells me this guy or girl is like the Beast in Beauty and the Beast. A loner, hoarder, book lover. Either that or he has no use for the bookcase, and that's why he's dragging it around. Where's the bookcase? Was it this?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bite. I'll investigate these drag marks and bookcase-ness. Stealthily, I might add. Stealth's 15 for the record.
Okay.
Do I need a perception or an investigation to, like, investigate?
It would be an investigation.
12.
So much of this looks unorganized. The books on the shelf here, some of them look like were just thrown on there. They're not from the same place. There's no rhythm or pattern to the titles on the books. It looks like a collection of various stuff. Looks like old fiction, possibly old maps, old scrolls, old log books and journals, some of them quite ancient, but it doesn't look like there's any rhyme or reason to this collection on this bookshelf. What's your passive perception?
14.
Let me do a quick word. Okay, well, you notice that there is a small humanoid creature just on the other side of this bookcase to you. You don't think it's seen you, but it is looking every once in a while down the hallway as though it was waiting.
Can I go and stand by her just in case?
Does it look friendly or just inquisitive?
You think it might be a goblin.
I want to sneak up on it and be like,
ooh. Go and roll another stealth then.
19.
And I rolled 16.
He's over here? Over on this side? Yeah. I want to be like, ooh.
It kind of gives a little yelp, and then it draws, or not draws, but it takes a stab at you with its dagger.
So not friendly then.
No.
Wasted my ambush opportunity.
It's going to miss you, but we can roll initiatives.
Oh, that's not good. That's a 10 total.
Well, first I'll be like, hey, buddy, I was just saying hello to a fellow book lover.
Kara has 10?
Yep.
Arsenal gets a 17.
15.
Okay, well, the goblin already took its action, so it's Arsenal's turn.
Does Arsenal have a shot on the goblin from about here?
It's going to have half cover, so like +4 to its AC as you're shooting through a lot of stuff here.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a miss. Arsenal launches a firebolt from a small little cannon on his arm, and it misses. And that would be his turn.
All right, so if that was Arsenal's turn, that makes it Tia.
Okay, well, since he doesn't want to charge, I'll my short sword and stab him. 17 on the die, +5, so 22.
That's definitely a hit.
So I just added Gloomstalker stuff. I know something happens on the first turn. Speed increases by 10 feet. Not that it matters, because I've already arrived. Additional weapon attack as part of the attack action with an additional 1d8 to weapons damage. Okay, so I'm gonna hurt him bad.
He's probably gonna die.
So first attack is 7, and he's still up at that point, right?
Yep.
Second attack is 15 to hit.
That's what you need.
This is totally overkill, but 10 damage.
Okay, you kill the goblin.
He gone.
If only he was feeling chattier. Could have avoided his fate.
Is that your turn?
I already took an attack action, so I don't think I can take an attack or an action to look around, can I?
No.
Unless I use my movement to do it, or I can't do that.
I mean, you can use your movement, yeah, but you're not going to be, like, inspecting things.
Gotcha. I will stay right here.
Okay.
Are we still in initiative?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's my turn.
All right, as you're walking back around that bookcase, two arrows hit the wall next to you here.
Whew.
Arsenal, it's your turn.
So if Arsenal moves here, what does he see exactly?
Okay, roll an athletics check real quick for me.
Athletics.
Should be strength athletics.
Right? That is a 20 on the die for a total of 25.
Good. All right, so you don't just walk there. You, like, explode through that bookcase. And what you see after the shattered wood and random books and pages fly all around you, you see, like, a thick fog that's over here. And you're pretty certain you caught a glimpse of something here on the edge.
Does that fog look flammable by chance?
No, it doesn't look flammable. Your scanner comes up and it doesn't seem to come back as a danger.
Is there anything that I can shoot fire at?
That you can see? Not sure. I guess this? You could set this desk on fire.
Well, no, that's just arson for the sake of arson.
That wasn't the goal then?
No. Like, if I'm going to commit arson, like, I'm going to kill something.
Okay.
Does arsenal...
Does arsenal valuable in the desk anyway, so...
Does arsenal see anything different when he moves up a little bit closer?
No, just more of the room. This black spot right here, that's just where the fog gets so thick that you can't see through it. You're pretty sure there's more room through it.
Hmm. One
but
second.
I would note that's not a wall.
Well, if that fog is poisonous of some kind, then it doesn't matter because I don't need to breathe. I suppose Arsenal has nothing else left to do than to dash through it.
Okay.
Does he see anything else when he gets up closer like this?
There you go. You see two skeletons next to you, both of them with their bows out.
Arsenal would be calling out their locations then, if that's possible.
Yep.
And that would be his turn.
Tia.
That checks out, considering the random projectiles coming at my head. Is this, like, just the effect of no windows for ventilation?
Well, if you want to spend an action, you can investigate the fog.
It's probably undead farts or something, I don't know.
I don't know how fast I am. 35. It's tough keeping track of two people that I pretend to be on a bi-weekly basis. I'm going to pause just before the fog. Can I see the skellies from here or no?
No.
Okay. Fuck it. I'll take an action to investigate the fog and make sure I'm not about to die because I do need to breathe.
Roll an arcana check.
16 on the die is a good start, but I'm pretty sure I'm about to subtract. Yeah, minus 1 to 15.
So this fog is quite noxious. You're quite certain that it's magical and there's probably some effect to it. It's not something you want to breathe for too long if you can avoid it.
Start taking out my handy dandy blanket and preparing to wrap it around me like a scarf.
All right, is that your turn?
I think so, because movement and action, I don't think there's anything cool I can do with my bonus action when I don't have a target.
Gotcha.
Other than dash more. Maybe I can go around the fog? Oh no, I don't think that I can dash on this character as a bonus action. So yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. That would be Tia.
That was Tia.
Sorry, Rikara.
All right. So since we know that this is a noxious gas, I don't think I have anything to help alleviate that. So, if I stayed where I'm at and did a perception check, would that work?
Or what?
To kind of be able to see a little bit further before I move. Like, would that take an action, I guess, is what I'm meaning to ask.
It would take an action. You'd also have to move into place.
Okay.
Right now, you can just see like a wall and a broken bookcase. You get a lot of titles from a perception check.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to risk it. Let me see. So I'm going to try to move 35 feet.
Remember, you're going to have to go down here. So that's like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, about where Tia is.
Okay, that's good then. All right. And I'm not seeing anyone to fight, but you guys said there were skeletons.
Yep, you can see Arsenal swinging something in the fog. You just barely see him.
Okay. Would I be able to, if I used my arrow, it'd pass through Arsenal?
If you want to do a blind fire into the fog, you could, I think. I'm not sure if you have to have a specific creature target with your arrow. I know in Baldur's Gate 3, you can just shoot wherever.
And sometimes it works.
It doesn't say.
Well, Arsenal did yell out about where they're at. You can kind of see where he's swinging. So you can roll at disadvantage right onto the area he seems engaged in if you'd like.
Okay, I'll do that. Or try. I think that's my turn then.
I get to go. I just realized they were hidden. Sorry.
Hey, and I wasn't going to question it because there's fog obscuring them.
All right, one of them pulls out their scimitar, short sword, and attacks with 22 onto Arsenal.
That's it.
4 damage to Arsenal. After that 4 damage, it's your turn, Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to retaliate with a bonk to whichever skeleton just slashed him.
We'll say this one.
It's going to be a 15 to hit.
That's a hit.
For 8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
That would
is that your turn?
Yep, that would be Arsenal's turn.
Tia.
So we can or can't see them at this point?
You cannot see them, but you know about where they're at, and you could take an attack at disadvantage if you wanted to range.
Could I dip into the fog, holding my breath, and attack one in the direction where I've seen him fighting?
Yeah, you could.
You could probably dip right back out, too.
Yeah, assuming that I hit, but I won't know what I'm looking at until I get there. I'm just going for where I hear the ruckus. Is it like disadvantage or anything, or just roll it?
Just a normal attack when you're that close.
Okay, 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
And this is still the same combat as the goblin?
Yes.
So that's 7 damage.
It dies.
Nice.
Then I want to dip back out of the fog and pull my other short sword out. And that's my turn.
Rikara.
Okay. I think I'm going to real quick dip into the fog to kind of see what's around. I mean, well, I guess Arsenal already saw all of the skeletons that are around, right? So how many more are around?
He announced 2.
2. Okay,
right. So there should be 1 more.
Okay. So I'm going to dip into the fog real quick to see what the other one is. 5, 10, 15. See if that'll help.
Found it.
Oh, yay. Okay. I guess I will try to strike it with my longsword, my two-handed one. 13, so that will be, I think, 15 total.
Oh, it should be more than 15, but yes, it's a hit.
Okay. Oh, that's right. 17. What am I thinking? All right. D10. That's a 3. 3 damage.
You don't have a bonus to that? Like a D10 plus something?
No, but it just says D10.
It should. Well, then just add your dex, I think.
Okay.
Dexterity modifier.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so that would be 5 total.
Okay. And then since that's considered a monk weapon for you, you can still use the unarmed strike.
Yep, D4. So that's 3 total damage on that one.
You have to make an attack roll.
Oh, right. Duh. Every time. So that's a hit.
And that was 3 damage?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yes.
All right, he's going to try to take a swing at you, and he's going to crit.
Oh.
With his short sword. Got 4, 7 damage to you.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to bonk him. That is a 12.
That hits.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
All right. That is going to be 13 bludgeoning damage.
And he certainly explodes. Rikara, roll a con save.
Okay. Oh, boy. 12.
Okay. You managed to not suffer the effects of the fog as you stayed there.
Yeah, I know. I meant to move back and it slipped my mind.
It's all good. We're out of combat now.
I still should slip out of the fog though, right?
You should stay there.
Okay.
Breathe it.
Breathe it in. Oh.
She gained from her like werewolf cure. She got resistance to something. Was it necrotic or was it poison? Or am I remembering that wrong?
I don't think you're remembering that wrong. I don't remember which it was. I think it was poison.
Really? Because I'm not seeing it on my paperwork.
Well, it was like at the end of the last session when you got cured, there was like that random effect that could happen. And instead of having something awful happen to you, you ended up getting resistance to something.
Oh.
I just don't remember what type. I didn't write it down either.
You also slept most of the way back to Moridville.
Guess I was pretty tired.
Well, while she's deciding whether she likes the poison or wants to get out of it, I'm going to rifle through all of the destroyed books and see if anything can be salvaged and then search through this desk.
Okay.
You don't have to, unless there's something relevant to right now, you don't have to be like, you find this and this and this. I'm just noting that I did that and I can just throw them in my sack and deal with it later.
You gather up several of the books that look like they're still in good shape after Arsenal ran through it. Between that and then going to the desk and rifling through there, you realize that this is being used as something of a reception area, where things are inspected. Things that are brought here are inspected. And there's like a bounty, a list of a bounty for magical effects and lore, like old books and whatnot, and how much will be paid for them.
Interesting. So they're like smugglers or something.
This may be a weird random thing to shout out right now, but it's that I'm immune to fear. I'm fearless.
Oh, so it's not a damage type. It's just you don't get feared?
Sure. Yes. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's something. You're not afraid of the poison.
Yes.
Or dragons.
Yeah, that's good too.
Okay. Well, I don't have any magical ability to like blow this fog out of here. So I guess if anything in the fog needs to be inspected, that's up to you, Arsenal. I'm going to slink around the perimeter of this room and, I don't know, look at stuff.
Arsenal would look at stuff in the not perimeter of his room.
Good to know. Are you seeing more skeletons?
Probably not, because we're not being shot at.
Oh.
I'm going to peek around this corner.
So this looks like more of the same, like a reception area. You see various stuff that's been brought here. It makes sense to you now, realizing that this was like a collection area where various creatures could bring things to turn in for gold or other things, food even.
Do I see any sort of like vent or anywhere the fog could be coming from?
You do not.
Interesting. Well, it's towards this end of the room.
This is a nice rug though. What's this barrel of monkeys?
Wine.
Monkey juice?
Kara, roll me a con save.
Yep. Figured it'd be a little worth it because I want to be able to see here. Oh, well, I don't think I did too good on this. 11, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's not enough. Roll a d10.
Okay.
All right, you're fine.
Okay. I'm going to go back now, though. I just wanted to be able to see if I could see anything.
So you just go in and take a peek?
Yep.
Roll an investigation check. Okay. Or a perception, rather, as you're looking around.
That's actually a better way to do it.
Arsenal will probably do the same. Perception?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I rolled a 5 and I got a +2, so.
Arsenal gets a 17 for perception.
All right, between the two of you, Arsenal, as you turned around, realizing that she's like choking on the fog, looking, you see a note that's actually on this table here. One that you saw before, but this time you realize that the importance of it. It's noting, it's like a mechanical drawing of a trap.
And what kind of trap is it?
It looks like a bladed trap, a self-resetting blade that comes out of a wall. It's like a diagram of it. Context of it seems to be a security system, and you're not entirely sure if it's talking about a place in here or somewhere else, or if it's just a plan. But either way, it's something that you would note.
Arsenal would probably pick that up and bring it to wherever the hell Tia went.
I'm whining and dining.
On like the other side of the room?
Over here.
Oh, I cannot see you. This is all black for me.
I'm sneaky.
Oh, there we go.
You're in the middle of the fog, rather.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ricard, if you want to join up with your party, you could just walk around that way.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, for the life of me, I was just trying to figure out how I could see.
Well, that's the neat thing. You don't.
Yeah, I know.
I let Mr. I don't have lungs, so I'm fine to do the scene in the fogginess. But with this in mind, I would probably slow my pace a little bit and be extra observant, looking for potential places where they might have trapped this area.
Okay.
And then approach this. I want to is it investigate for traps?
Yes, it is.
16.
Yeah, I didn't get anything good for that. I tried to help, but I don't have the intelligence.
So you do find a pressure plate just near you.
Is it taking up the whole walkway, or can we go around it?
You could jump over it if you wanted to, you think.
Can I disarm it?
Possibly. Go ahead and roll that if you want to.
Is that sleight of hands or thieves' tools?
Thieves' tools, yeah.
I don't have my bonus written down, but I do have proficiency, which is what, 2 at this level?
Yep.
Yes.
That is 13 plus 5, 18.
You managed to disable the pressure plate and disconnect it.
Whew. Nice.
Close call averted, but let's still be on our guard. And I'll, like, crawl forward a little bit, still looking and being careful. Oh, a bedroom.
You find a piece of meat just laying on the floor, half eaten, over here.
What kind of teeth marks are in it?
You believe it's orc.
Oh. Rikara, your kin are here.
Yeah, I try to tell them not to be so messy, but they don't listen.
What's this?
That's a small fire.
I don't consider that small because I can't put it in my pocket. Anything interesting about this bed? Is there a journal or a diary?
No.
Crumbs from the last meal?
Do you think there's meat juice on it?
Gross. Peek around the corner to do a perception for that.
If you'd like, yeah.
That's not the best, but it's not the worst.
Do you want me to move you up, Rikara?
Sure. I just wasn't sure where all I could go, so thank you.
I got 14, which ironically is also my passive.
Arsenal would jump over the pressure plate.
I'm going to carefully maneuver around here, still looking for traps and stuff. I don't know when I got to do another check. I thought that was a desk. It's like a dining table or something.
It is. And it's not shown on the map, but there were, looks like it was recently used. Probably by the same creatures that were sleeping here.
Interesting. Noted. Keep going. Let me know when I gotta do checks, because I want to be quiet and perceptive. Peek around here. I don't know if I can actually see much around there, because it's a weird bend. Looks like a good place for a trap, though, so I'll investigate. That's only a 9.
Is this the pressure plate that Arsenal was talking about right here?
No, it was about here.
Oh, I see.
It's disabled now.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can pass through there.
Okay.
You do not see anything odd here with your 9.
Peek around. And, empty hallway. That's suspicious. Dealing with kobolds and seeing diagrams for traps has me, like, extra paranoid. That's a 17 to investigate this hallway. Do I gotta do stealth at some point?
I'm assuming you have been, yeah. I'll let you know if something would see you. So far, though, all you can see at the end of this hallway, it looks like a well. You can hear something drinking out of it.
I want to get closer and see if I can figure out what is drinking out of it. Do I have to do stealth now?
Sure.
That's a 21. Probably fine. Can I see from here?
Yep. You see several large rats drinking from it.
Ew.
Rats.
Like here.
Interesting.
When they see you, they kind of scurry off.
I was going to try and talk to them.
Well, you can if you want to shout at them.
Oh, they're right here.
They are. They're like right here.
I was going to speak with animals then.
Okay.
And be like, hi, little cuties. How you doing? Are your masters being nice to you? Are you hungry?
Yeah, you got some food?
They
got lots of food. I picked up a bag of food from the kobolds. I can, like, start spreading some little treats for them. I'm basically trying to lure them this way so that, like, whatever fuckery they've got planned, they're out of the way when we deal with whatever fuckery is on the other side of this.
Gotcha. All right, well, one of them comes over and starts eating all of it. And then after a moment, it looks to the other one. And the other one scurries over and starts eating, too. It's like, yeah, you mentioned kobolds.
What did it say?
You mentioned kobolds.
Oh, yeah. I took this food from some kobolds that we met.
Don't like kobolds.
Are they not nice to you?
No.
Where are they? I'll deal with them.
Well, there's none here. That's why I'm here.
Oh. Is there anybody here?
Oh, yes. That's why we're being quiet.
Not nice person?
Several not nice people. Twitch, and this is the only time of the day that we can eat, or I'm sorry, that we can drink from this pool.
What's happening the rest of the time to this pool?
It's poisoned us. Many a rat died here.
Well, be careful. Be safe. We'll go see if we can take care of these mean people. You want to come live with me?
Live with you? No.
Well, maybe you can take over this house once it's empty. Good day, sir. sirs. Oh, I thought something was attacking me. It's just a rat. I was like, oh no, it's red. I give it a little pet between the ears. Try to maneuver around and see what's on the other side of this well.
Okay.
How far can I move up?
However far you want.
I think the rats are pacified. They won't bother you. I don't know what I fed them because I just took it from the kobold, so, you know.
They sounded pretty nice.
Do you want me to move you up, Rakara, still?
Sure. I just wasn't sure. Okay. I didn't know what obstacles were there.
I haven't found any so far along the path, and I've been looking. Can they, like, twitch their whiskers which direction the baddies are in? Or is it, like, all of them?
You're asking them where the baddies are?
Yeah, like, where are the mean guys?
Well, we don't go this way, and it points that way. And we also don't go this way, and it points that way.
Where do you go?
We've got a hole over here, so we also don't go this way.
Gotcha. So you only go this way.
Right.
Seems like a good plan.
I can smell somebody that way.
Okay, we'll check it out. Kind of look.
Yeah, you see a little work table over here. You see also that this kind of curves to the south.
Okay. We'll continue pursuing this pass, but cautiously, because there's somebody that way probably. Well, do I hear anything or just see the table?
You don't hear anything yet. You can roll a perception if you'd like, though.
That's an 18 plus something.
Okay. Yep, nothing yet.
4. 22. So I probably wasted that good roll. All
right. As you're going this way, you hear the rat say to, you believe, Rakara, do you have any use for this? And Rakara, you see this rat, like, kind of squeak at you, and then it drops a coin at your feet over here.
Sure. Thank you. So I pick it up.
They're like ravens.
All right. As you're proceeding down this way, you hear the rat telling a story, trying to Rakara. It thinks that Rakara can talk to it too, but it doesn't. They don't understand each other.
I'll do my best to understand.
But yeah, you're catching that the rat says to Rakara that it found it at the bottom of this well, and it's pretty certain that something keeps throwing it down the well.
Oh boy.
Interesting.
And so it's found a lot of them.
Should I have picked it up then?
I'll whisper and be like, he's telling you that he found it in the well, and things keep throwing coins down there. Lots of them. Is there anything special about that coin, or is it just a coin?
There's nothing particularly special about it.
I tell the mouse thank you.
So people have just been using this as a wishing well, probably. Either that or that's how they poison it.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the fog.
Well, they did say that this gets poisoned every day, and then it, like, clears out about this time of day.
Right, they did say that.
But we gotta whisper real quiet, because there's something around this bend. Yeah. According to the rats. All right, now I'll proceed stealthily to check out the table and look around the bend.
Okay, when you get about there, you notice a tripwire.
Okay. I would like to disable it for 500, Alex. 14.
Okay. You cut the tripwire, and then you see the wires shoot into the walls as soon as you cut them.
Interesting. Is that a normal behavior for tripwires?
No.
I kind of want to investigate wherever it shot into the wall.
It looked like just holes. You're starting to hear really low rumble happening, but it's distant.
What direction?
Below you.
Interesting. I might have tripped the tripwire. Or it's a magnanimous coincidence. I don't know. Magnificent, I meant to say. So I don't know what's rumbling. Therefore, I will proceed as if I did nothing. Nothing's amiss. Still looking out for more tripwires for the record.
Okay. Arsenal and Rakara, you notice the water level's getting low.
Where's the water going?
You can investigate if you'd like.
Yes, I will do that.
I turn around, trying to figure out what's holding them up.
Yeah, it's just a straight up 11.
Arsenal gets a 14 for investigation.
There is an aqueduct in the bottom of this well. That's probably where the water's going. I'm not sure how in tune you would have been to her disabling a tripwire over here, but if you were monitoring her quite closely, you would have realized that this water started to drain as soon as she got rid of that tripwire.
Yeah, I couldn't see, like my character couldn't see. So, I mean, I know the conversation, but my character couldn't see as all.
Arsenal would come over to Tia and inform her of what's happening to the well.
Are we concerned about that?
potentially.
I don't really know what to do about it. Poor rats. I'll go back and put like a little cup of water down for them and be like, sorry. We can still be friends though, right?
Okay, so as you're getting over here, you rolled an 18 on your perception. Around this corner, you hear some rustling, like something is getting up. You're pretty certain out of a bed, and it sounds to be in a hurry with your perception. You also notice on this table a pretty large ruby. Let me look at my notes real quick, sorry. Oh, let's see how close. Okay, you see several tools sitting on the table near this ruby. Magnifying glasses, some notes, things like that.
I'm not sure if we have time to investigate. It sounds like somebody is alerted of our presence over here. So you do with that what you will, but I'm going to like get him to stow my blades and get into position with my bow, like looking for whoever it is that's about to jump out at us.
Okay. What is Arsenal doing?
Preparing for potential combat, I suppose. You would be moving. What direction is the sound coming from exactly?
Yep. Right. Whoever marked to the south there.
That was me, because that was my understanding of where it was coming from. Also, I see a bed.
Oh, okay. Arsenal would be right here, right behind Tia.
Here's someone approaching. What's Rikara doing? Is Rikara still here? I guess not.
Did we lose her?
Seems to have. All right, Tia is sneaking there. He would not have noticed, his perception's not high enough. So you see a dark elf that's like looking around the corner, and at some point he is going to see you.
Is he, like an onyx elf or a different kind of dark elf?
His eyes are a shade of red. He is definitely a drow.
Red means bad.
It's gotta be like racist or something.
Or just useful stereotyping.
It will be a disadvantage if you're doing it point blank.
He's like right in front of me?
Well, you're technically here, right?
I suppose.
How long did you wait?
So I came to the corner and did the perception check, noticed the rubies and stuff, and he noticed it too, and I was just like, we gotta ignore that, and like, because there's also this rustling over here. So then I got into position, and I assume as soon as I discover a target, see his red eyes, I would loose an arrow. So okay. I don't know how long that takes.
Well, in that case, that's, you're not at disadvantage, that you'd be about there.
All right, where is the target?
Right here.
Okay. Oh, he's closer than that. I thought he was by the bed. I don't see him. Is he invisible?
Oh, he might be.
If he's there, I might, if we're not in initiative yet, I might switch to my short sword. So I thought it was going to be at a distance. I heard him rustling around in the bed. But if he's approaching, I'd switch to my short swords and come at him.
Well, I mean, you did. Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
I don't know what happened, why it disconnected.
Well, your vision, apparently, when you're standing where you should have been, puts you down here, so you could see him coming. So let's reimagine it to where you could shoot him if you really wanted to.
It's just what I was preparing for, because I thought he was by the bed, but fair enough. I don't know how long it would take me to be like, oh, red eyes, we're not going to talk to this guy. Because, like, I would assume that is maybe some sort of, like, internalized, I guess, whatever Arsenal's calling racism, where I'm just like, these elves aren't to be messed with because they're not my elves.
Well, Arsenal wouldn't give a shit.
So your vision is ridiculous now. So, yeah, you would see him pretty much as soon as he gets out of the bed and sits up and looks in your direction.
And the other cool thing about my ability there is not only do I see really far really well, but if I'm hiding in the dark, even something with dark vision can't see me because I'm considered invisible.
Well, this is a dark area, so.
But I'm not hiding. I'm just, you know, shooting. So I'm going to shoot him. Or do we got an initiative? It.
Go ahead and shoot him. You've got a surprise round anyway.
Okay, that's pretty decent. 16 on the die plus 5 is 21.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, a longbow is 1d8. Okay, so that is 10 damage. And does a surprise round count as the first round to where I could do the second attack extra damage thing?
Yes.
Well, that's 19 on the die. One more and it could have been a crit and really fuckeried. Oh, what a waste. I got 2 ones. So 5 more damage.
Okay.
I almost soloed him.
Go ahead to Arsenal.
Do I got to step back out of the way for him to get through?
Probably be good.
Because I can. Watch me.
Arsenal's going to move up to him and bonk him on the face. That is a 23 to hit.
And he is going to die. Let's go ahead and roll initiatives.
Arsenal gets a 16 for initiative.
I got 15.
22 for me.
You said 15 on Rikara?
Yes.
Oh god, I can kind of see like the corner of something large. Or maybe it's bigger than that. I don't know.
Where are we at here? Okay, Tia, go ahead. It's your turn.
So what I'm seeing, is this what we're fighting?
Mark what you're seeing. No, that's not what you're fighting.
Okay. Yeah, I can see ridiculously far, and I kind of just see the corner of something with a red circle.
Yeah, there's a different red circle. That looks like a flaming circle down there. The noise of feet are coming from behind Rikara towards the well.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, those
I see like them.
Comic book villains.
Yes, they do.
The curves of this place. Is it possible to get a shot on them from here? Because this is as far as I can go without taking a dash.
If you can see them, then yes.
Okay. How tall is the well? I can shoot over it?
Yes, you can shoot over it.
15.
That's a hit.
9 damage, probably just that first one, black something.
Black sun?
Yeah.
Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
All right. Arsenal is going to cast Expeditious Retreat as his systems seem to essentially go into overdrive, and he just starts running at like an insanely ridiculous speed, about 30 feet. And then I think I can maneuver my way through here.
Mm-hmm.
Does Arsenal have a shot on them from about here?
Yeah.
All right. He is going to launch a firebolt at the one on the left. That is a 15 to hit.
That's a hit.
For 10 fire damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Rikara.
All right. So how tall is the well? Would I, if I was to shoot arrows over it, would it go over it, or would I have to move?
The edge of the well is about up to your waist. You can shoot over it.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. 23 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Woohoo. And let's see about the damage here. All right. So that's a 2 and a 2. So 4. It's 4 damage. And I can do a bonus unarmed strike, correct?
So, no, you have to use a melee attack.
Oh, that's right. Duh. Okay, then I'm all set.
Okay. Y'all are going to kill my orcs before they even get there, huh?
Yeah.
Should've got some bows, bros.
Let me look at their movement. I think they get a charge thing. Yeah, it can. They both can. So this one is going to attack Tian for 11. That's a miss. What happens? It's a bonus action. Okay, so it still gets another attack. 23 to hit, I'm pretty sure is a hit.
For Tia, yeah, I believe mine is 16.
Yep, 9 damage to you, bludgeoning. As for the second one, it's probably not going to do so well here. 17 to hit Arsenal is a miss, and it doesn't get... No, it doesn't have 2 attacks. Okay, so we're back at Tia.
Tia is going to drop the bow and pull a short sword rather than risk an attack of opportunity. So, gotta find my dive. Eep. Does 7 hit?
Yep.
No, it does not. I should take you at your first answer.
I mean, the DM said yeah, so I mean...
I'm going to roll that damage.
All right, I'm going to take it from you.
I'm not rolling the damage. I'm just joking.
Is that your turn?
Relax. Yeah, because I only was able to pull 1 sword. So, yep.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to bonk the Black Sun.
I have Black Old Sun running through my head now. Thank you very much.
23 to hit for 7 bludgeoning damage.
23, you say? It is a riposte.
Oh, well, that is Arsenal's turn.
That misses you anyways.
The orc did a poop.
Rikara.
I'm trying to get further up to him so that I can hit better. But on the other hand, I'm not sure I want to risk that. Would I still be able to shoot my arrow at him and just get to him without moving?
I mean, you could, but okay. You have a long sword.
Oh, yeah,
you also have a long bow, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you also got a ranged weapon. Okay, yeah.
I think maybe I'll try that again. 14 to hit.
That's a hit.
Nice.
I think. Thing's not loading right now. Yes.
Okay. So it's a 7 damage. Wait. Yes. No. 5.
Okay. So it's your turn.
Yes.
Math is hard.
I know, right?
Going to move up to Rikara.
Does that provoke attack of opportunity from Arsenal?
It does.
punish him.
That is a 23 to hit. Another 23.
Nice.
That's a hit.
6 bludgeoning damage.
I'm pretty sure I took that off properly. 22 is a hit on Rikara. That's the other one.
Yes.
25 is a critical hit on Rikara.
Yes.
So the first roll is 8 damage. Let's do the second thing here. That's 19 damage total to Rikara.
Yeah, that puts me in the negative.
And you are knocked down.
Yep.
He can't really get through you.
I mean mug him.
Guess he'll take a hit at you for mean mugging him and miss, and that's your turn, Tia.
I will stab him twice. 17 on the die hits, right? I don't want to do math.
Yep.
And then 14 for the second one.
That's a hit.
Okay, so 12 damage total for 2 short sword hits.
12 damage total?
Yeah, I'm assuming the one that attacked me last that I was mean mugging. I don't know which one that was.
Oh, so you weren't attacking this one?
Whichever one I was having a moment with. I'm not sure which one that was.
Well, I'm going to add 12 back to this guy then. 12 damage kills that guy.
That works.
Is that what you wanted to happen?
Yeah, I don't know which one moved and attacked me, and like I was like glaring at him and.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I had it right the first time. There we go.
I wasn't paying attention to which one was which. Sorry.
It's okay. I just misunderstood you because I was like thinking about how the Discord audio was going really weird. I was wondering if we were going to lose internet too.
Uh-oh.
If that's your turn, Arsenal.
Does this guy actually have 11 hit points?
Yeah.
Oh, Arsenal's going to bonk him. That's a 19 to hit for 12 bludgeoning damage.
Now he's dead. Oh, wait. No, he's not dead because he's an orc.
He's got one.
All right. Oh, speaking of which, I think you have 1 hit point, Rikara.
Oh, yeah, because I'm an orc too. Well, half orc.
Yeah, you get that, like, whatever, I forget what it's called. The thing where when you go down, you actually pop back up with 1 hit point.
Mm-hmm.
Orcish resilience or something like that.
All right, is that somebody's turn? Yeah. Okay. Rikara, it's your turn. You have 1 hit point. You're still on your feet.
I'm going to beat the crud out of this guy for being so mean. 12 to hit, probably not.
Oh, no, that's just a mess.
Okay, but I still have a second.
You're using your long... Yep.
Okay. 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
I do believe that's for melee. And 58. So 3 damage on the dude ahead of me.
Got it.
That's it for me.
All right. He doesn't realize that you got back up right yet with his first attack. So he's going to go at Tia for a 20 to hit. That's a hit. 6 damage to Tia. And he's going to hit Arsenal, but he realizes you're still on your feet. So he's going to have to make a choice here. You or Arsenal. Rikara is odd. Arsenal is even. So we're going for Rikara.
Okay.
16 hit your AC?
Well, I just used melee, right? So that just hits because it's 16.
Oh. Well, you take 10 damage and you go unconscious.
Ah, okay.
I don't think I ran this guy yet who is going to take a swing at Tia. Probably miss. 14 is a miss. Tia, it's your turn.
Is there a way to assess who is less healthy at the moment?
This one is on his last legs.
So I'm going to bonus attack him. 15 to hit.
Yep, that kills him.
I will cure wounds on Rikara. I don't remember if that's a d6 or a d8.
It's a d8 plus your modifier per spell level.
I only have 1 spell level to pick from at the moment. So 9 hit points for Rikara.
Okay. Rikara, nice. You're at 9.
Thank you, Tia.
Is that your turn?
Yeah, that was bonus and action.
Arsenal.
That is a critical hit on the Black Sun Orc.
Okay. Mess him up.
For 13 bludgeoning damage. That should have killed him, but one of the D8s was a 1, so.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Rikara, you're on the ground, but you just got healed.
Okay. I am going to still use my long sword, and that would be 21 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
It's a D10, 7 damage.
All right, he still has 1 hit point.
Okay, I'm going to try to punch him in the face.
As monks do.
Well, again, try being the operative word. I did not make it.
Okay, well, that's your turn. He gets to do his probably last attack. Let's do a random one now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay, he gets to go after Rikara.
Oh, great.
Rikara is just getting bullied.
Orc on orc action.
Orc on orc violence.
24 is definitely a hit. Does five damage to you, so you're still up. He doesn't like that.
Well, too bad.
Skill issue.
But he knows who healed you. It was Tia. 17 to hit Tia hits, I believe.
Yes.
6 damage to Tia. After you take that 6 damage, it's your turn.
Well, guess who I'm going to attack?
Arsenal?
Close.
Same size, different race.
Yeah, they're different colors. So 18 to hit, and you know what? He doesn't look healthy, but I'm going to stab him twice, like with both short swords at once. So I'm going to roll the other one too.
Okay.
That's a 13. I don't think that hits, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, he was dead with the first hit, so it does hit.
Sure. Yeah. So as he goes down, I just like pierce him with 2 swords.
Decapitate him with the other?
Yeah. The one that hit was 6 damage. So he's dead. I decided.
Yeah.
As the person who killed you, I have decided that you're dead.
Also, I am taking possession of all of your things. Thank you very much.
And I'm giving them to the rats.
I wouldn't go that far, unless it's just a...
No, they're rats. They do their thing.
I'm a little sad they don't want to come home with me, though. I'm kind of like, I feel offended and wounded and abandoned, but it's okay.
They seem so maybe furry and soft.
What'd you say?
I just said they seem so furry and soft and nice.
Yeah, they're cute. I like feeding them. It makes me feel useful. So do we hear anything else rustling about in this area?
You do not.
I probably should check out what that dro was up to and check out his craft table.
Okay, go ahead and go over there.
I'm going to go carefully because that sounds like a trap. I have rats. I'm going to be like Minsk with my hamster on my shoulder. That's what rangers do.
Seems that way.
Where was he? Like here?
Yeah.
And search his lifeless corpse.
And you find a spell book on him. It seems like he was learning to become a wizard, but just learning. In his spell book, you also see notes where he's talking about, as odd as it sounds, like the hermit. So as you're looking through his stuff, you're getting the impression this isn't who you're looking for.
Does it indicate any, like, his relationship to the hermit? Just like the hermit is oddity to him as well? Or are they friends? Family?
He says that he's studying under the hermit's tutelage using his library. So you have the impression that this is the hermit's place, but he's staying here for, you know, the summer. Basically,
he's the hermit apprentice.
You're starting to get the impression that the hermit is a druid.
Interesting.
Is there anything I can do to help figure this out? I mean, I think being my monk experience, I have some library insight, I think.
Well, you're not in the library that he was studying at yet, anyway. But
right.
There is that table over there next to you that had like a gem and some notes and stuff on it.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm barely literate, so I'm happy to accept help.
Let me see what I can do. Not much. I think that would have to be a intelligence check, right? Or would it be wisdom?
Well, it would have been wisdom, yeah.
Okay, so 7.
What's already been spotted there that you would know about as well is the ruby and several crafter's tools.
Mm-hmm.
These look really nice. You're pretty certain that the jewel crafting tools are top-notch. They're definitely something to grab. And you find like several other things like notes and what looks like magnifying glass. These are appraisal tools. Studying between yourself and everybody, you realize that stuff is being brought here and inspected to see if they're magical items. So what should be noted for the party is that there's masterwork +1 jewel craft tools here. So if you're a jewel crafter, you get to add +1 to your checks, skill checks there. And then there's +1 appraisal tools and notes. These add +1 to investigation and arcana to identify items, including magical items.
That is what I do relate to the party, by the way. All that.
If only we had a wizard.
Well, I mean, like anybody could use those appraisal tools and notes, not just a wizard, to add 1 to investigation or arcana. It's like a grimoire of magical effects and how to identify them.
I got you. I thought it was like a detect magic or identify spell same, but I got what you're saying. So it's for the skills of investigation or arcana.
Right. You get a bonus when dealing with magical items. Or any item. It's not, doesn't have to be magical. Pretty much anything, like if you find an artifact or something. So, I mean, it would make sense to you because of what you found at the entrance. These people are, this is like a collection, a hoarder.
Yeah, so we probably should grab both of those, but the appraiser's tools we probably should keep because I think we're all running at negative ones for our intelligence skills.
Yeah.
Arsenal isn't.
No?
Arsenal is big smart. He's an Eldritch Knight.
Oh, well then maybe you should have the appraiser's tools and do the appraising.
Sure.
Just attach them to your, I don't know, helmet or something. Have a mag. Like a magnifying glass in one eye.
Right. That would be really cool, actually. Yeah.
I wonder if I have a prop for it. I'll look it up and I'll start adding it to your token.
Just as like a, it almost looks like a monocle kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The arsenal with a monocle.
Like opens, the peanut guy.
He like opens a part of his helmet, puts the tools in, and like it incorporates into his like, the menu that comes up when he's looking at stuff.
Zoom levels and stuff.
Right. Or it's like, go gadget appraiser tools, and it like comes on his arm.
That'd be awesome.
All right. So we should probably end fairly soon here. We're 10 minutes out.
I want to end at Big Red.
Okay.
Over here.
All right.
Me and my rats are interested and curious.
All right. I did.
What are their names, my rats?
I'll have them for you next session. I'll write it down.
Okay.
Name the rats. Okay. So is 2 weeks okay for everybody?
Yeah, that works for me. If that works for you
and
all.
And should I do it on a Monday? So this is like the 5th, August 5th?
I believe so. Let me see. Yep, that should be good.
Okay. I will add one last thing, which is that you hear a click as the well is drained completely out of water.
Okay.
My rats will be fine. I've got water for us.
Yeah. Well, turns out that that's what they're afraid of, and maybe they'll go with you now, because there's no water here, and they're pretty happy to learn that you have water.
And rations. And I steal everything, so I've got all kinds of stuff. I vote for naming them Nipper and Nibbles.
Okay.
I guess those are their names, then.
Sounds like it. Nipper and Nibbles.
Fits perfectly.
There. Added it to their tokens.
I'll make them a soft pouch bed in my pack or my pocket.
Sorry, I'm just doing some cleanup real quick because things change in a dungeon now.
Because I fucked up the water?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it gets rid of the fog. Like, without humidity, there's no fog, right?
Is there any fog in the area by you? Let's say yes. I think there is actually supposed to be some here that's not. Yeah, you would definitely see that the fog is starting to dissipate, or at least not be sustained.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
So it's not like crazy thick like it was. It still exists, but it's not nearly as thick, because that is what is changing and what I had to update. And like those little areas you couldn't see through on the fog, I had to go delete more of them.
Well, that's a trap that I'm happy to have triggered.
For now.
So far, the only adverse effect seems to be that it alerted people to our presence, which, you know, might be the worst possible outcome, but yeah, it's fine.
You do hear a scream echo through the cavern.
And that's the end.
Yeah, and that's the end. It's a humanoid scream. Might be the hermit.
I think he's thirsty.
He's upset that there's no more water.